It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That'd be creepy, Hunter.
You do it every morning.
Yeah, it's not creepy when I do it, though. Everyone loves it.
You're in your beaver mouth.
All right. Speaking of beaver mouths, let's do five facts, five opinions.
Oh, yeah. Good segue.
Segue.
I like it.
Segue. All right. So every Friday, we do a little thing called five facts, five opinions, where we read five facts and we give our opinions on it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Fact number one. Almost 99.9% of the mass of our solar system is in the sun. Dude, that sun's big, bro.
Wait, say that again?
Almost 99.9% of the mass in our solar system is in the sun.
The mass of our solar system. So they're not counting dark matter, obviously.
Wait, in our solar system.
Right.
Yeah. So the
Our
solar system is just our planets that are going around
the
sun.
Right. So they're basically saying, well, yeah, the sun is, if you put all the planets in the sun.
Yeah. Or you put you put the mass of everything. So Mercury, Venus, Mars, Pluto, all that,
right.
Earth.
And all the dark matter is, you know, the space in between.
Space in between,
There's no mass, right? That's just dark matter, right?
I honestly don't know.
I think so. I think that's what it is. That's pretty interesting, actually.
I ain't a doctor. I don't know.
What? Or an astronomer, maybe?
A dentist? I don't know. Sun, dude, when you really think about the sun, you know what scares me about the sun? Solar flares.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, solar flares could literally wipe out everything. All
like
it has to, just like that.
Like that.
Well, it'd be 8 minutes. Well, it would happen, and then 8 minutes later, we'd all be dead.
Depending how big it is.
It's true.
You know? Dude, have you ever seen that video where they, like, it's the universe, right?
Yeah.
Starts with, like, the moon, goes to the Earth, then it goes to, like, Venus, then it goes to Jupiter, Saturn, Sun, and then it goes to other suns and stars and how big some of these planets and suns
crazy.
Are.
Yeah.
And
eventually, we're just this little...
It's like a little... It just disappears.
Yeah, you can't
even
see
the sun just kind of disappears.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Let's see that.
I don't like watching it, dude.
Planet.
It seriously makes you feel like, what am I doing with my everyday life? It makes you feel tiny.
There we go.
Makes you realize how tiny you are.
Let's see where we're at.
I think people just, it's one of the most like, what's the word? People just don't think about what's going on.
I don't think our brains
can wrap around it.
Dude, even look at how big Jupiter is.
It's massive. It's massive.
Where's Earth?
You can't
Earth is right there. Jupiter. And when you look in the sky, it's not like it's just.
And then look at it next to the sun. The sun.
Mercury's really small.
Tiny.
Like, what is Mercury even doing?
Floating around.
I mean, it's so tiny.
We're
bigger than we're bigger than Mars.
So we can see 13.6 billion light years away, and that last star that's in that video is like I don't know a trillion times bigger than the sun. Just try to think about that.
You know what's really big? Uranus.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big gaping planet.
Right. I think they were going to name it Barb, but
you son of a bitch!
Yes,
you motherfucker.
It's Brock's mom, by the way.
Ah, damn it!
I got you good.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Hey, if you guys get a chance, you know, take some shrooms and look up into the sky.
No, because you'll lose your friggin' mind.
Yeah, well.
Fact number two, opinion number two: there are 28 fireplaces in the White House.
Why?
Well, probably back when they had it, they had to heat it with fireplaces.
I guess the.
White House is old, bro.
Yeah. How many fireplaces?
28 of them.
28.
28 fireplaces.
I guess the president does have to find a spot to get his wiener sucked. So having 28 fireplaces is probably fitting.
Meet me at the 13th fireplace.
Right.
You gonna suck this. Jesus, God.
27, though.
28.
28.
I just said it.
I don't know. God, dude, why?
Yeah, like I said, it's been around for a long time.
Can you imagine moving into the White House?
No, see, if I ever became president, I'd live in a trailer out back.
You know, right. I got a tent. I got my new new camper back
there. I just pulled my double wide out back, man.
You know?
We're fine.
It's kind of weird, though. What do you...
But Trump doesn't live in the White House.
He doesn't.
No.
Does he?
No, he lives in his penthouse, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a thing, huh? Yeah. You got a choice?
You know what's crazy? Seriously, think about it. Bill Clinton. Dude.
Dude, he got his thing played with.
Yeah. In the White House.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Think about that.
Man, oh man.
Talk about feeling like on top of the world.
Was he maybe just there smoking a pipe next to one of those fireplaces?
Dude, imagine what goes through the guy's mind, especially at that given moment. It's like he's got his hands on his head. He's just like, man, I'm the president of the United States of America.
I can do whatever
and
I want.
And you know what? I'm in the White House where the previous president
was. Where George Washington was.
You know? And I'm just getting a knobber right now. Like, what was going through your head?
He's getting a knobber.
You know,
to be
are
fair,
you on cloud nine?
To be fair, men don't think clearly during that moment.
No.
Not at all.
No, as soon as he was finished, though, he was like, quiet, God!
Oh, Jesus!
I'm the president! Why did I do that?
Is that on your dress? We got to clean that. Take it to the dry cleaners, but don't you dare tell them where that is.
It's that moment of truth.
That moment of clarity. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
That post-nut clarity.
Oh, God. I think I screwed up.
I did. I did bad. This is not going to end well.
God.
This is not going to end well. You can keep the cigar. Fact number three, opinion number three. There have only been two first ladies born outside of the U.S. John Quincy Adams' wife, Louisa Adams, was born in England, and Melania Trump was born in Yugoslavia.
Hmm.
You ever seen the nude photos of?
Yeah. Very nice.
Hot.
Ooh.
No, I'm talking about Louisa Adams.
Oh, yeah. She's hot, too. She had them cones.
She had those
them
cones. No, boys. That's even longer. John Quincy Adams, he was the... Dude, there's been a lot of presidential facts. Of course, there is a lot of presidential facts. No, he was...
Adams had the chops, right?
He was... they all had chops back then. He was president 1825 to 1829. So, yeah.
You think he was getting knobbers in the...
Oh, had to be, dude. Pork chops like that.
You're
getting knobbers on the front lawn of the White House. Sucking down a beer. Wait, it's John Adams? Is that what the beer's? No, that's Samuel Adams. Sorry, I'm a moron.
It's Herbie Hancock.
Sam Adams. It'll get you drunk. All right. Fact number four, opinion number four. AIDS was originally called GRID. I already don't like where this is going.
Right.
Which stood for gay-related immunodeficiency. The CDC realized the term was wrong since heterosexual people were getting it too, so they changed the name to AIDS in September of 1982. Wow.
Dude, there's so many opinions I have with that I probably can't talk about.
What do you mean?
But you think I think it was put out there on purpose, bro.
You think AIDS was put out there on purpose?
I do.
Really?
I really do.
What's this? Didn't it come from like tainted monkey meat?
Apparently. No, it was a guy that went to Africa and did it with the monkey and brought it back.
No, he did not.
I think he did.
He did not bang a monkey. That is
an
old wise tale.
It's a wise tale.
An old wise tale.
Dude, he banged a monkey, came over.
All right, here we go. They believe that the chimpanzee version of immunodeficiency virus called simian immunodeficiency virus, or SIV, was most likely transmitted to humans and mutated into HIV when humans hunted these chimpanzees for meat and came into contact with their infected blood. He did not fuck a monkey.
Dude, they were doing it.
I can't believe I have to say this.
What?
He did not.
Sorry, I spew out facts.
Have intercourse with a monkey.
Hey.
Jesus.
Isn't that really the only way you can get it? What are they, drinking blood?
Well, no, but if you got a cut and you come in contact,
yeah,
if you're cutting apart a,
right.
God, you're a moron.
I'm telling you, that's a conspiracy.
But there's conspiracies on HIV and AIDS and
population control.
Also, drugs in inner cities.
You know?
In like the projects and stuff. Like CIA released like
one of those things
crack.
That like I've thought about for a little bit at a few given times. And when I do think about it, I'm like, man, really, that could potentially be true.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Well.
Of course, you know what? Honestly, at this point with the Epstein stuff, what do I know at this point?
Dude.
That guy was straight up murdered.
Media will make you think way and
you know what else we haven't? We haven't seen hardly anything of Epstein.
Yeah.
Nothing. He got murdered, and it's been so quiet. Now, granted, we do have Hurricane Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the government made the hurricane to take away from
probably weather control, HARP. I know they're doing it from Alaska.
But
I know it.
But seriously, a guy who has secrets on probably hundreds of influential people got murdered in jail or committed suicide, and now we have heard like literally nothing on it. Nothing.
Yeah. All the attention's going to Dorian.
Dude.
Where'd they get the name Dorian from? Is it the
I think they just have a list.
I think they got it from the villain from The Mask.
I've been saying Duran, and I now feel really stupid.
Hurricane Duran Duran.
You mother...
Moron.
It's hungry like a wolf. Jesus. Anyway, fact number five, opinion number five. Playboy didn't have a black Playmate of the Month in its first decade. A black woman named Jennifer Jackson broke the Playmate race barrier in March of 1965.
Nice.
Which is more than 11 years after Playboy started.
Wow.
Wow, it started in 1954.
Yeah. It was a hairy Playboy. Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah. A little racism there. You know?
Well, I mean, to be fair, everyone was racist back then. And maybe it was, you know, it was the time.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't think they, do you think they purposely, Hugh Hefner doesn't seem like the kind of guy. He was an equal opportunity lover. I don't think it was. It may be done on purpose. Who knows? I don't know.
But I'm glad it got to that.
Yeah, you got to have a wide variety.
Yeah.
I like my my Playboys almost like a smorgasbord of ladies.
Oh yeah,
bring them all shapes and sizes, all race and credos, all religions. I don't care.
Yeah,
as long as they're naked, I'm happy.
I'm weird, man. It's like the whole racism thing. You know, growing up, like as a kid, like I could kind of see it and kind of feel it. But us growing up, it was kind of the tail end of it. And I just, like, it never, like, crossed my mind, like, to separate people in that way.
Well, no, it's definitely taught.
I mean, I grew up in a white school.
Yeah.
But, the few black kids that went to the school, it's not like, oh, no. You go and hang out with your... No, not at all. No, it was we almost embraced it.
It was, again, racism is taught. You're not born to hate anybody based on the color of their skin. And the same thing for me is that the town I grew up in, we had one black kid, and he was gay too.
Mm-hmm.
So in a white community like that,
yeah.
He had a lot of stuff working against him. But again, it wasn't like something we thought of. I don't know. It's not until you get older, I think, where all of a sudden, and then you start paying attention to news and you start, which is unfortunate. It's almost like the world does it to you.
Is that why older people are typically, not all old people I'm saying, but... The most racist people of today are usually older people.
Well, and again, it's the times. When you think about it, segregation is not that old.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, you know, the Martin Luther King, the Million Man March, equal rights, all that stuff.
It was taught from their parents, like your grandparents?
Oh, it's, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
It's everything is well, from generations
well,
down.
Dad is this way, so I'm going to be this way.
Well, of course, yeah. No, that's why, like, when you see, like, KKK rallies, those pieces of shit, and they have little kids, those kids don't know.
No,
they're just doing what they think, but then eventually when they start to... form these thoughts and they're like, oh yeah, I hate so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I hate so-and-so. I hate this. That's because they've been, but if you see a little toddler holding a sign, they're just being taught that hate.
You know what I think? At a certain point in children's lives, we should really make it a point to let them know that, hey, you know what? There's going to be a time in your life where you need to make your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were created and you were pushed in a certain way by your parents because you were learning.
Yeah.
But there's a point in your life to where you need to just stop, think about everything the way you are, your opinions on things, and make them your own.
Yeah.
Which is it goes to my opinion of I think everybody should be able to choose a different NFL team. Because you were growing up because dad loves the Bears, dad loves the Packers, dad loves, you know, whatever. You know, like there's got to be a point in your life where you're like, you know what, fuck the Bears. I want to cheer for Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
So in a roundabout way, like what, racism is like the NFL.
Like, did you choose? Like, I don't know how we got to this, but this is more interesting to me. Did you pick the Packers?
No, because it's what we cheered for. It's what my grandpa cheered for. All my family cheered for. It's what my dad, mom cheered for.
The only team that I'm sticking through thick and thin with is the Michigan team because I was growing up in that. And even so, now I'm just like, God, dude, why do I like this team?
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah.
But, you know, my dad liked Detroit growing up, and I watched Detroit.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like Detroit
because
I had that epiphany in my life where I'm like, dude, I want to make my own decision here.
You know?
So don't be racist and pick your own NFL team.
There you go. That's the title of the podcast. Yeah, how the hell did we get there? Dude, I think I'm ADD.
You know, it's a little bit. You know what? But I hate ADD people, so there you go.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's one of those things. It's just we're getting – well, it sucks because the news is – obviously, there is a lot of hate still going on, mm-hmm. but we are obviously in such a better place than we were back during segregation, slavery, yeah, everything yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, World War II, there was Asian American internment camps. Mm-hmm. I mean, we locked up Asian people during World War II. What?
I just sometimes, man, looking back into history, I'm like, dude, what were you guys thinking?
Oh, dude, yeah. We unfortunately, we have some very bad stuff in our
Seriously,
history, but we're doing better, you know. Right. And equal rights are, and now it's really focused on the you know, the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. and everything like that. So we're obviously doing better, but we still got a lot of work to do. We really do, and mm-hmm. it's the older generation still getting out there right, and right. having a little too much speaking power.
Maybe too, because it was they didn't have the amount of information passed around.
Well,
like we do today.
Well, we have social media. You Unfortunately, know? Now your racist uncle can go on Facebook and right. spew his racist horribleness
I know.
To a bunch of people, you know? And then find other racist people, and it's like, no, they should not have a place. Before, it was just little meetings in small towns, yeah. and that was it. It didn't go any farther than that, but now they have platforms.
Think it'll ever fade out?
I
think racism will always be around.
I don't want to pigeonhole it as just racism. Hate will always be there, unfortunately. Okay. Because I don't know if we'll ever get to a place where everyone's going to love everyone for who they are. And that's kind of a hard truth to realize. There's always going to be groups of people that hate other groups of people, and I don't know why. And I'm not just talking about the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
But religion is always going to be. And yeah. again, I have my beliefs, but I don't hate anyone for their own beliefs because yeah. I have mine, and I don't want to be hated for mine.
You're not pushing yours on me either. You know?
But I don't think as a species we will ever be at a place where everyone's going to get along with everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening because you're always going to disagree. But hate is a different thing. I don't know.
I'm going to dab into something here real quick, and then we'll wrap it up. But do you think stereotype, that word stereotype, can replace the word racism? Because here's what I thought of the other day.
Yeah.
Here's what if we, because the whole racism thing is, you know, whatever, a different color yelling at the other color, and the other color retaliating, blah, 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 back and forth. Mm-hmm. What if we agreed that, okay, there are stereotypes. Us. Well, you know, you and I are white. We have things about us that mm-hmm. white people just do.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just accept that? There are things that black people just do.
Here's the thing.
And there's good and bad.
Yeah.
So how about this? Instead of me or anybody that is white, you know, saying something about the black culture,
mm-hmm.
how about this? How about you just realize that and then talk to your own culture? Be like, guys, shape up. You know, you white rednecks, you're doing some friggin' ridiculous things. Shape up. Like stop doing this. Stop doing that. And, you know, so it almost means more coming from, you know, instead of if a black guy was yelling at me for doing, like, stupid white boy things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to be careful with my words here.
I get what you're
saying. You know
saying,
what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's a black guy saying that to me. I'm not, you know, but if it was another white dude, I'd be like, oh, dude, you know what? He's kind of right.
Yeah.
You know, I need to shape up a little bit.
It's just, I don't think there's ever, because people like to, I think what it is people like to soften racism with stereotypes.
Right.
Oh, it's just a stereotype. It's funny. Ha ha. But unfortunately, though, you are still describing a group of people in a
certain way.
Right. There, it's something that you're noticing that's different from your own culture,
mm-hmm.
and whether you're trying to be funny with it or anything like that. And again, it's tough. What I think needs to happen is everyone just needs to relax.
Just relax and put it out in the
air. You know what?
Put it out in the open.
We all take everything so seriously.
Yeah.
The white people dancing thing, let me just say that. I don't care if people laugh at how I dance,
mm-hmm.
but people get mad. Well, you said we dance funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how can you say that, but I can't say that? That's where it gets to be an issue.
Right, right.
It's because one person says something, I'm going to say something else.
Yeah, it's funny.
And yeah, it's almost like the comedic take is that I joke about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that still right? I don't know. We're getting into very muddy water here. So what I think
I
it
think
is,
it depends on where it comes from, you know, and where it comes from.
Does it come from a place of hate, but does it make it okay?
Right.
You know, whether it comes from a place of hate or I'm joking about it. It's joking. Well, maybe people don't find it funny.
That's the hard part. Pick and choose then, you know.
But see, the problem is that
not everybody's
if one
on
person finds it not funny, then technically you really shouldn't say it. Not technically, you shouldn't say it. Because you are offending someone's culture, someone's race, someone's ethnicity, religion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I get what you're saying, but unfortunately, I don't think there's ever a way around it. And I don't think we're ever going to be past it. Because people won't always get along. It sucks. I'd love to say we'd live in a world of peace and harmony. But there's always going to be people that won't like other people for a certain thing. And that's just... And whether it's you like oranges? Dude, oranges suck. I hate you. Mm-hmm. That's still something, you know? I don't know.
I think you're right on right there, man.
I think solving all the world's problems here.
Well, I don't know if we're solving anything, but we're getting closer.
Yeah.
You need to talk about it. It needs to be out in the open. And, you know, and just don't be so butthurt about
this. Well, yeah. And everybody love everybody. Why hate someone? What good does that do?
Yeah.
Why get mad at someone? I don't understand. We get mad at people halfway around the world for things they do. And it's like, I mean, unless it's wrong. I mean, like, okay, like, sex trafficking. Okay, that's bad. Mm-hmm. And if it's part of the... I guess that's a weird thing to do. But anyway, a weird example. But if it's not hurting anybody, why do we care what someone's doing over there or what are my neighbors doing over here? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just everyone's so fucking uptight,
right,
man.
Take the stick out of your ass.
Yeah, God. And if that's your thing, fine. I don't care. Stick a stick up your ass.
You know what? If somebody does come at you with something that's offensive, you know, just laugh at them.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone feels like they just need to blah, 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 blah.
And if you do laugh at them, more than likely you're in a better place than that person.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Just rise above it. Everybody love everybody. Mm-hmm. There you go. Jesus.
That was a wild podcast.
That got heavy, man. That did. Yeah, we talked about blowjobs in the White House and everybody loving everybody.
Right. We accomplished some things.
I think we did. All right, there you go. That's going to do it. The Plan B After Show podcast, 5 facts, 5 opinions, and a whole hell of a lot more. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. I hate you, Hunter.